Occasionally, a type of music that would seem utterly foreign and incomprehensible to an American audience proves to have great appeal. The Bulgarian Women's Choir is one example. World music commentator Milo Miles says he's found another potential hit from the extremely remote region of Tuva in Mongolia, near the center of Asia. The throat singers of the group Hunhertu.
In order to get with Tuvan music at all, you have to understand the weird and wonderful phenomena of throat singing. It's performed in a few parts of the world, but really flourishes in Central Asia. Here, Buddhist monks use it for chanting, and the herdsmen of Tuva have made it the center of their vocal music. Especially until recently, it was almost exclusively a male practice. What happens is that from the middle of a guttural, gurgling chant, a strange whistling or trilling arises, and it sounds like two voices at the same time. Call it harmonic override. There are at least five varieties of throat singing, and Kaigal-ul Kovalig, the leader of Hunhertu, is a master. Remember, there is only one person singing in this example. Call their throat singing Hume, but it's only one charm of Hunhertu and their debut release, 60 Horses in My Herd. The quartet also excel on guitar, various percussion, and conch shell drones. But the standout is the playing by Kovalig on the ijil, a kind of three-string cello. Hunhertu's instrumental accompaniment has little of the severity and unfamiliar rhythms that put Western listeners off many Asian bands. Indeed, their songs communicate vibrantly, particularly feelings of longing and awe. This next number is about missing a friend, and quite plaintive it is, though not nearly as sad as the song about the orphan they do in concert. Phew. Mongolia is a generally harsh environment, and Tuvans are tough cowboy and cowgirl types with a culture centered around horses. Indeed, a man bases his identity on his horse, the work he does with them, and the landscape he rides through. So maybe the immediate appeal of Hunhertu has something to do with cowboys the world around. They all seem to possess that high, lonesome sound, and they sing bouncy tunes about driving the herds, whether they're driving cattle, or in this case, camels. It's rugged individualism on parade.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He reviewed 60 Horses in My Herd from the group Hunhertu on the Shanaki label. The group is currently on a U.S. tour. They're performing this weekend in Columbus, Ohio, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C.